I was thinking in these moments when it was hushed and subdued, how in 1904 or thereabouts, Evan Roberts, main leader of the Welsh Revival, would sit at the front of the preaching place for up to 3 hours in absolute silence, and then he would speak and the Holy Spirit would fall. And in our modern world, we struggle to sit for a couple of 3 minutes in silence, don't we? it's quite a challenge. Look, I was thinking this past week about what to share with you as a call to worship, an invitation to come before him. And this is the only thing I get, right? And it needs interpretation. And so you're going to have to help me with this. I didn't come up with a psalm. I came up with a statement. He's done it before, he can do it again. He's done it before, he can do it again. So can somebody interpret that for me? He's done it before, he can do it again.
Be revival?
Revival? Yes. Any other interpretations? Well, that one be enough.
He's captured our full attention.
Captured our full attention.
I think it's encouragement for dry patches in your life when he's spoken so clearly before.
Yes. He's done it before, he can do it again. Mm-hmm. Let's pray together, shall we? God, we thank you for the privilege we have as Christ followers to come together, to listen to your voice, to our hearts, Lord, to share with one another. And there's a mystical and strange relationship as we meet together, like no other meeting on earth. And God, this morning, may your Holy Spirit speak deep, deep, deep into our hearts about the reality that you have done it before and you are going to do it again. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The preliminaries, as we have them. Today, of course, after the service is a finger food lunch. And if you haven't come prepared for that, that's quite okay. I'm sure it'll be enough. I bought a bachelor's dish that Ethel suggested I do, and it comes pre-packed in a tray. It's about that long, about that wide. and those packages are getting smaller and you're paying more. The Good Friday service coming up on the 14th of this month. We've sort of changed the venue from Knapdale to Otama for some good reasons, I trust. We're hoping to have quite an interactive time, and it will be creative. It's a solemn time, and it will not be long. I'm guessing about 45 to 50 minutes, but I encourage you to set that time aside, 10 o'clock Otama on Good Friday. And then, of course, on the Saturday, we have guests, Stu and Ruth Corlett will be preaching here with us. And then, of course, on Sunday evening, there will be a camp event. We're all encouraged to be part of that. But this coming Friday evening, if you'd like an evening of inspiration and worship and hanging up together with the body of Christ in Southland, then turn up at Calvin Community Church, 7 o'clock. Should be an event. The ministry team is about 100 strong or something. So great expectations of a great event, and I'm looking forward to it. Should be great. Should be good. Any other announcements to share while we begin here?
I had some Scripture Union back notes. If anybody wants to try them, they're on the table in the foyer. Thank you.
Scripture Union, excellent, in the foyer. Thank you, Margaret. Any others? No? Okay. Let's take opportunity to give our offerings to the Lord's worship. Lord, we remember a time when Jesus took little boy's lunch, fish and bread, and multiplied it to all those who were gathered together. Lord, it's an amazing thing the way you use money. And we pray together that you would multiply what is given today for your kingdom purposes. And we thank you for the privilege that's ours to give. And in Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Amen. Any birthdays?
Caroline.
Just watching out for help
Caroline,
and safety.
Caroline?
Last Sunday.
Last Sunday?
I wasn't
too bad.
Oh, that doesn't count. Yes, it does. Wonderful. Anything in there that you would desire? Like a balloon?
Well, that might be better because I can't chew it. And, I don't
know. So I was like the first one. Anyone else have any birthdays? Celebrations? Anniversaries? No, can't give it away. We've got to sing the Caroline.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Celebrating with you, to Jesus be true. God bless you and keep you. Celebrating with you.
Wonderful. Have a wonderful day for last Sunday, Caroline.
Good.
Worship is one of the highest things that we can do. It is the highest thing that we can do. We come before His Majesty, King Jesus, and sing wonderful songs of praise to Him. And regardless of our preference for music, I always worry about that. Sorry, I used to worry about that in the life called the church. Everybody's got a different point of view about music. Have you noticed that? It's a hot button, you know. And some people prefer ancient hymns, and I'm not too sure how far yet you go back to get ancient. The Psalms is pretty far back out there. Some like a raging noise, you know, I mean, with 100 so decibels. Others like a quiet. We've all got preferences. But here's the thing. It doesn't matter what it is. It's a vehicle for our heart to give praise to God. And so so Kayla and her team are going to come and lead us in worship now. Let's enjoy this together. Enter in.
Awesome. You introduced that beautifully, Doug. So we're all going to stand, and the first song we're singing this morning is 10,000 Reasons, which Fiona selected as a kids' song because we've seen how much the kids really love and enjoy worshiping to this song. So let's stand in this place. And I'm sorry, I'm going to sit down this morning because I've got sore wrists from too much typing this week.
Oh,
much, Father, that we can freely come to worship you this morning. We thank you, God, that there is power in worship together as a family. And God, we just thank you that we have that opportunity this morning. Thank you. We praise you, Lord, because you are a good Father and you are worthy of our worship.
Yes.
The light of the world, our Saviour, thank you. King of our hearts,
yes.
And this morning, Lord, wherever we are at with you, God, I just pray that you will speak to each one of us and meet us there. Help us to really look in on ourselves, Father, and ask, do we really believe that you are a God who is worthy of worship? Do we really have you at the place that you're the King of our hearts? God, I pray that you will meet us and that you will take us that step further this morning, Lord. Father, may your Holy Spirit come as we sing this new song. Praise to God.
Let's
Thank you so much, Father. And as we go forth into this service, Lord, and into our weeks, God, I pray that you will continue to open our hearts and our minds to what you have to teach us and what you have to show us. We praise you this morning. Amen.
Thank you, team, for leading us this morning. Wonderful. Thank you.
Just clear the hazards for later.
Health and safety people will be so pleased about that. What we're trying to do every 2 months is sort of update ourselves about mission and what is happening with the missionaries we support, and also have lunch together. And then every 2 months we also want to have communion together. So we're trying to do that sort of cycle. So it seems a little strange, it is. So Judy, would you like to bring that presentation to us now? Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. It's a group of slides on the missionaries that we regularly support, and clearly you see how I've been putting out to be around them too. But some of you might have even more updated news than I've had lately. The lovely response has been that each one of them is a contact and routine and know and love this church too, and have been so appreciative of the support that this church has provided in the past. So this is just a wee update of photos really for those that they didn't know, like myself, for the newsletter. So this is the Youngs who have gone back to Moale, and that's their son in the middle of the third pie, Michael. And they've just, if you want to hop there for a minute, Joe. So, the next one, thanks. Okay, so they've arrived back in Moale, and they have asked for prayer for the famine and for the droughts that they have there. And I see that recently on Small Christian News it's continuing to be a major concern. So, pray for that nation. They've had 4 months back in New Zealand. Did anybody catch up with them when they were back? John and Joe and Margaret? Any particular sort of thing that you'd like to share from your time catching up with them?
Sarah's a nursing and we have.
I'm wondering what their last turnout and what they want to do next.
Did all of you hear John?
I'm just wondering whether this is their last term out there in Malawi and what will them after that.
Okay. That's a very important thing for us to bear in mind as we pray for them. And Sarah, yes, has started in Chicago. Robert is in the Studi Otago University, and Michael is the one with the brilliant pink tie that they have catched up in the school break from Kenya. And pray for them as they settle back. Quite a few years ago when I worked with a missionary in the Northern Territory, she was considering her last term too, and it was a very agonising time for them. So if they're thinking the same, it'll be pretty similar to the work that they've set up, the hospital and what the care that they're doing. So just really pray for them as they work through that decision. Okay, next family. The Ewa family, which of course we've had several visits from and come to really care for. And so they're back in China settling in. They've been back a year. And Andrew's workload is increasing with administration as well as the hospital responsibilities. This community responsibilities. The boys have felt a wee bit isolated, so they've had another family join them, and they're hoping that that may really help the support, you know, the relationships for the boys as well. Pray for Kate, and she's got quite an administrative role and a hospitality role and a support role for Andrew. So there's some items there. Again, new team members to fit in and to work with and to really be able to minister as they provide care and health care, especially. May they share about the big physician, the true healer, Andrew's written.
He has to be pretty careful how he words things, which is why it seems a bit strange, but we need communications from China, so it's why they're a bit cryptic.
Yes, rather than Jesus. Yes.
You're in contact with him, right?
He joins a peer review group once a month with us, with our doctors at the Gore Medical Centre, so he joins in from China.
Wow. Can you all hear that? Then she is a bit down. Andrew joins a peer review group at medical center once a month. So pass on that agree to them.
Next group, the next family we supported, the Campbell family. I don't know them at all. So the couple, I just thought that was such a lovely photo, I'm going to put on twice. Because an important thing to remember for missionary couples is that pray for them for their relationships too, because there's a lot of pressure and expectation, and there's not always time to be together. Okay, this is just a way out back from them. It was in the newsletter I've sent out, this is all very written before. So they're experiencing a family split, really, aren't they? Their boys are leaving home. And of course, the ministry, the photos that we've got from the newsletter is that they're, of course, being on campus. There's plenty of other people around. But there's adjustments within each family, there's different people move away. I'm sure Charlotte knows about that, because each member of the family moves away from adjustments.
Things get better.
Things get better.
And
they
want to come home.
So they're up in North Island. So.
They're in the North Island near Hamilton, northeast. That's the name of the old colleges. Okay, and the next group are the Bates, and they're also associated with the college. And Joseph and Lois, I do remember, because we've been involved in the church and they were here and they had a wonderful ministry with us. So their family's starting to move and separate as well. Joseph sent me that up my phone the other day, and he sent this through. He's got a heavy teaching load because he wants to take time out to do other things later on. They are really responsible with the local work team, is that right, Joe? That they actually support team members coming and going quite a bit. And also the selection process of people for week. So, and finding places for people in the right situation. He's written there about, sorry about being nebulous, but you know they're involved with member care, which is quite a ministry to them. Needing one more team member, wisdom to approach the right person and the right person to say yes. So that's their responsibilities. Okay, so if you, perhaps might be something that sort of struck you this morning, if we just want to spend just a few minutes praying quietly yourselves.
Johnson family.
The best to last. The most recent to last. So Pete and Christine, yeah. Esther, have you heard lately from them, or
Esther? They've moved out into their village, so when they got back to Burkina, they were in the big city where the SIM mission base was, and they were just getting schooled up on what needed to happen once they got out into their little community. So they're just working on setting up friendships and just kind of mingling in with that little community, and I think the kids have struggled getting used to the heat. James is going back, but it's Abby's first time in Africa, and I can just imagine what it's like having a baby in that heat. But they've got fresh strawberries and mangoes that are not running out, so I'm jealous of that. But just getting into a new community again.
Okay, so if you just have a minute or a couple of minutes, just pray quietly yourself for what is for all of them if you're able to, or just one or two of them that you're throwing out. Thank you.
thank you that our family is an extended family, and that you have assigned these five other families to join us in our relationship with you, that we undertake to communicate with them and support them, and that we undertake to intercede for them for protection, for close relationships with each other and for you and with you, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, for wisdom that comes up from you, because as humans, not any of the situations that they're in can deal with the situations without your wisdom and your Holy Spirit. So, Lord, we abundantly pray that your wisdom and the Holy Spirit dwell with all of them, so we provide leadership and confidence and encouragement to the people they care for. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm.